This is Dr. Lee dictating follow-up progress notification black, BLA seeker Reginald, REGANLD, date of birth 7-2-1949, place to take a charge list, date of service 9-21-2023. Patient seen today as a follow-up, I was asked for the nursing staff to look at him because he has at the chin area on the lateral aspect, small boil, there was a little bit of pus came out, but he still has a significant redness around that area and some swelling. It is suggestive of cellulitis. And at this point, there's no discharge, no fever, no chills, no cough, no congestions,
no pain.
And review of system, headache, dizziness, pulmonary. No, he has a dry cough when he was eating, rather than he stopped, and it's not constant. No fever, cardiopulmonary, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, right knee is much better. He's able to move, but he has overall weakness on the right side from the previous traumatic brain injury. Neuro no seems to be physical. He's awake, alert, oriented. M3 has a dysarthria from the previous traumatic brain injury. Blood pressure 133/70, pulse 67, temperature 97.5, respiration 18, pulse 97%. Heart rate macronuclear, cardiomyopathic. Face on the chin area on the left side. Small initially noted boil, and now he has an area of redness and cellulitis. Palpable swelling, suggestive of cellulitis. Neck supple, JVD, chest not tender, lungs are clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, not tender, walks on past extremity, right knee, significant improvement in the swelling, both leg, no edema, no cough tenderness, neuro, he's awake, alert, oriented M3, and the right side weakness. Assessment, cellulitis in the chin, and the left side above the mandibular area, secondary to skin infection from the hair follicle. It was initially boil, now the surrounding cell boil with surrounding cellulitis. Next line. Previous traumatic brain injury with right side weakness. Next line, pneumonia, aspiration has been treated before. Next line, liver mass, suspected liver carcinoma, being followed by hematology oncology. Next line, amplitude dysfunction. Plan of care. I have discussed the nursing staff. We'll start him on doxycycline, 100 mg POBID for 7 days. Continue rest of his medications and physical therapy. All the other medication will be continued and maintained. This is the end of the medication. Thank you.